بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ربيع بن حراش قال إن تلفت مع أبي مسعود الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم، فقال له أبو مسعود: حدثني ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدجال. We are still in this chapter with regard to Dajjal and the signs of the final hour, the signs of Qiyamah. And this hadith also refers to about Dajjal, when he will come and in what condition he will come. Hadrat Rabi ibn Hirash says that I went with Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, who was a famous sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال له أبو مسعود، أبو مسعود then said to him: حدثني ما سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدجال. Explain to me, tell me a hadith which you heard from Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم with regard to Dajjal, when he will come. What did you hear? What did Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم say? قال: إن الدجال يخرج وإن معه ماء ونارا. He said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Dajjal will emerge, he will come and he will have fire with him and water with him. On one side he'll have fire, one side water. وَأَمَّا الَّذِي يَرَاهُ النَّاسِ مَاءً فَنَارٌ تُحْرِقُ. And he says that which the people will see as fire, it will, which the people will see as water, actually it will be fire that burns completely. It will be opposite. It will look very nice like water, but it will be burning fire. وَأَمَّا الَّذِي يَرَاهُ النَّاسَ نَارًا. And that which the people will see as fire. فَمَاءٌ بَارِدٌ عَذْبٌ. That will be cold, very palatable, enjoyable water. In other words, the outward form will be something else. In reality, it will be something else. فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَهُ مِنْكُمْ. Whosoever will find the time of Dajjal and he will see this Dajjal coming with this great test of fire one side and water one side. فَلْيَقَفِ الَّذِي يَرَاهُ النَّارًا. Then a person should go to the side which he sees as fire. Though outwardly it looks like it's going to burn you, but that is actually water. فَإِنَّهُ مَاءٌ عَذْبٌ طَيِّبٌ. That will be actually water which will be very sweet and delicious and very pure and clean. This is, to understand this, in another hadith it comes that Allah Ta'ala has covered Jannat with all difficulties and hardships. Like, for example, getting up for Fajr, speaking the truth, guarding one's eyes. These are all hard on our nafs. But doing that, when you pass the screen of these hardships, you end up into Jannat. And on the other side, the fire of Jahannam, Allah has covered it up with all temptations of the nafs. To do haram, to do all wrong things, to backbite, to swear, to fight, to rob people, all things which the nafs likes, Allah has covered Jahannam with that. So when you do that, you will find yourself landing up in Jahannam. Just like that, the Dajjal will come. On the one side, he will have this fire. Outwardly, it will look like fire. But in other words, it will be all the hardships. All that fire will be the hardships to stay away from all the haram things which are carrying on in the world. All types of entertainment, what things is on the cell phone, all these things here, which look very nice, sweet, like sweet water, but behind it is Jahannam, is trouble. And on the other side, what you will have, fire, like being firm on Iman. At that time, it will be very hard to stay firm on Iman. But a person who stays firm on Iman, on Amal, 5 times Namaz, Tilawat, the truth, etc., that will look like fire. But if you pass that, you will find you are in wonderful enjoyment and sweet water. So when Dajjal will come, on the one side he'll have fire and water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must go to the side which is fire, which looks like difficulty to you. But when you do that, you will land up in great enjoyment and pleasure. May Allah save us from this difficulties of Dajjal. It will be a very trying time. And also our progeny and our children, we have to work on them also, so that they also get saved whenever Dajjal will come out.